Honorable Chairperson, the peace deal that has been struck, which we welcome, will have no bearing on the case that is before the International Court of Justice. As I said, the case is proceeding and it now has to go to the stage where Israel has to respond to our pleadings that have been filed in the court, and they have to do so by January of next year. Whereafter, the International Court of Justice will set a date for the evidence to be presented and tabled. And that is when the whole process will see continuation. Whilst we welcome the peace deal, we do believe that in the end, real justice must be done to the people of Palestine. We cannot go forward without the healing that needs to take place that will also result from the case that has been launched being properly heard. And we therefore leave it up to the court to make a determination on the basis of what has been happening against the people of Palestine, where more than 67,000 people have been killed, and where we have seen the continued destruction and the bombing. But we welcome the peace deal, and we welcome the release of the hostages, and we also welcome the release of the prisoners. That, we believe, is a very good confidence-building measure that should enhance the ceasefire and finally lead to the self-determination process for the people of Palestine, with Palestine as an independent state living side by side with Israel, and both people enjoying their self-determination and their sovereignty. That is what we hope for, and indeed, in our view, that is what international rule of law requires and demands.